an Anchorage man with COVID-19 boarded a plane in Haines. And in Skagway, there's increasing uncertainty that a 2021 cruise ship season will materialize. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. An Anchorage man who tested positive for COVID-19 broke quarantine in Haines, then boarded a flight with 9 other passengers earlier this month. Since his visit, the Haines Emergency Operations Center has reported 2 new local cases of COVID-19. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
A 21-year-old University of Alaska student tested positive for COVID-19 in Anchorage just before he drove to Haines with his mother during the first week of January. He was on his way to work as an intern for Anchorage Representative Andy Josephson when he received the results. Josephson said he spoke with the intern while he was quarantining at the Aspen Suites Hotel in Haines.
He seemed to be in a safe, secure place, and the conversation was mostly about helping him get through the next 10 days and how he could manage that financially.
Josephson told the intern that he would try to arrange assistance to cover the quarantine expenses. He said that the intern was instructed multiple times by health officials to stay put in Haines.
For reasons that I can't fully explain, he was very eager to come to Juneau as quickly as he possibly could. He argued, apparently, that he must arrive in Juneau to start his internship, and that just wasn't true.
2 days after arriving in Haines, the intern left the Aspen Suites Hotel. The hotel notified the borough, and police eventually found the man's car at the airport. He had boarded an Alaska Seaplanes flight bound for Juneau. When the plane landed, he checked into a hotel and quarantined there. The Chilkat Valley News reports that 9 passengers on the Alaska Seaplanes flight were forced to quarantine because of their close contact with the intern. According to the newspaper, 3 passengers were traveling for medical appointments. Josephson says the 21-year-old student will not be interning for him.
Frankly, I was concerned about him working in my office because we can't have those kind of choices made when we're doing the business of the legislature. And I also had to worry about my office's safety, the legislature's safety.
On Monday, the Haines Emergency Operations Center announced that a female Haines resident in her 60s tested positive for COVID-19. The patient is asymptomatic and currently isolating. That comes after another Haines woman in her 50s tested positive a week and a half ago. The Haines EOC did not say whether the new positive cases were related to the Anchorage man who tested positive. Haines residents are urged to contact the Haines Health Center at 766-6300 if they are experiencing symptoms of COVID-19. Those who wish to receive a COVID-19 vaccine can sign up at covid19.search.org. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
There's increasing uncertainty over whether cruise ships will return this year to Southeast Alaska. In Skagway, local officials used CARES Act funds to keep year-round residents from leaving in 2020. Now that the federal money has run out, there are questions of how a small town that survives on cruise tourism will weather another season without tourists. Most of Skagway's local businesses rely on summer visitors arriving on cruise ships. Last year was supposed to be the biggest cruise season yet. But the pandemic erased the 2020 season, and now there's some doubt that ships will return in 2021. Charlie Ball is a senior executive with Holland America Group and a leading figure in the cruise industry's trade association.
I get more and more pessimistic about the beginning of the season as every week passes, and particularly because these weeks now, these are real money weeks historically for our business.
He made his remarks to the Skagway Visitor Department last week. He said the industry is trying to complete all the steps of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's conditional sailing order. But it could take months and cut into the 2021 season.
It's like, well, at what point is it more expensive to open for a short season that may be somewhat limited than to just, you know, sort of save money for next year?
Ball says there's a ton of demand that's going to boom once customers feel safe to travel. He says bookings are through the roof for the 2022 season. Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata says the town needs to figure out what to do in the meantime.
We can't wait for a life preserver from cruise ship companies. We need to learn to tread water.
That means a backup plan to get Skagway through another summer without cruise visitors. He says the municipality is working on that plan to help residents out, But he says local officials aren't ready to announce any specifics yet. Skagway's business owners say there's a lot of uncertainty.
Financially, I hate looking at the graphs anymore. 2020 was down for us 87%.
Janilyn Hager manages Skagway Spirits Distillery. It's a family business that makes gin and vodka that's sold to regional bars and restaurants and at its tasting room downtown. COVID-19 shut all that down. She says they're finding creative ways to keep hanging on. But she says she knows others that aren't so fortunate. Skagway has been using its share of federal pandemic relief to pay $1,000 a month to every man, woman, and child in town. Those payments ended in December.
Already we know of some people who are leaving or have left. You know, if you buy into the insecurity of not knowing what the season is going to be like, we will probably see more of that, I'm guessing.
Skagway's population normally doubles or triples in the summer with seasonal workers. That isn't happening again this year. And there's concern whether the 1,200 or so year-round residents will be able to hang on for another year without cruise ships. Governor Mike Dunleavy proposed a bill to Alaska's legislature today that would extend the state's COVID-19 public health disaster declaration through September. The bill would extend Dunleavy's fourth declaration of the pandemic, which began on January 15th. It's currently set to expire on February 14th. Dunleavy issued the state's initial declaration on March 12th, and lawmakers later voted to extend it until November 15th. State law requires that the legislature vote to extend any disaster that lasts more than 30 days. However, the legislature did not meet before the first declaration expired. Since then, Dunleavy has issued three more declarations. Across the country, state legislators have raised concerns about governor's authority to issue long-lasting disaster declarations. Some lawmakers in other states have introduced bills to curb governor's emergency powers. The measure, Senate Bill 56, was introduced by the Senate Rules Committee today at Dunleavy's request. It was referred to the Senate Health and Social Services Committee. The House can't consider legislation until the chamber approves the speaker and organizes committees. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.